Well, good morning. Welcome to The Drive. It is April 26th on Friday. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm just sitting in my car defrosting the windows. 64 degrees, 5:36 a.m. I have a meeting at 7:15, so trying to get to the gym before that and to get the day going. Woke up and continuing on in Exodus in my Bible time, and God is good. God is working, and I don't doubt it. And just know God is always working. In the waiting, He's working. In the working, He's working. Like, whatever you're doing, God is moving in your heart, in your life, and it's a beautiful thing. And what we're going to see today is the crowds being astonished, essentially. As we look at the life of Jesus, it says so that the crowd wondered, right, when He did some amazing things. When they saw the mute speak, right, specifically the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And what do? They glorified the God of Israel. All right. What a response. I think that's the most appropriate response that whether it's a crowd or individual can give. Glorifying God. Glorifying God. See, the focus in life shouldn't be us. Shouldn't be me. Shouldn't be you. Right? You've heard it said, it's not about us. Right? The Christian life, following the Lord, I mean, it's all about Him. It's about His plan. It's about His will. It's about His ways. And we just get to be part of His plan. And I love that. I had a guest pastor teach a few weeks ago. And I listened back to his message when I got home. I was teaching at a different church in a different city. But I love what he said. And he said, Pastor Mike doesn't lead this church. The Lord Jesus leads this church. And he wasn't being disrespectful, he was being absolutely correct. Yes, the Lord leads the church. We are just blessed to be a part of it, right? And so it's about Him. Glorifying God means making Him be seen and us be invisible, if you will. Making Him visible and us invisible. You know what I'm saying? Not that we're invisible, but we want people to see the Lord in and through our lives. You know, like when I was a new Christian, I was looking at other Christians, honestly. I didn't tell them, you know, I'm looking at you to see what a Christian is. Like, you don't go up and say that to people, at least I didn't. But I was looking at them. And I knew they knew the Lord. Because they had such love. They had grace, they had compassion, they had smiles through storms they were going through. They had triumph through trials. I mean, their attitude was amazing and it drew me in and I'm like, wow. I was like, Christians really are joyful, you know? They seem like they have such peace and rest. And lack of anxiety and lack of worry. They just seem like they have such settled hearts. And they did. And they do. And so I was looking at them, honestly. And I'm like, wow, okay. That is what I want. I can see God in and through that person. And so God was being glorified by these Christians, simply by the way they lived, what they said, how they acted, how they reacted. And I was seeing that, and I'm like, wow, I see the Lord. I see that person, yeah, but I mean, I see the Lord in that person's attitude and their character. And so I think it's so important to glorify God. Because of what? Because of all the amazing things He's done. Now here, the onlookers saw what Jesus did to the crowds, but just think about specifically what God has done in your life. The way He's worked and moved, the way He has gotten your attention, the way he leads you and sustains you and provides for you, the way he's gotten you through, the way he's given you a breakthrough in certain situations. Like, just think about what the Lord has done in your life. And I'd venture to say, he's done some great things in your life. And I think the result should always be glorifying God, praising him, worshiping him, and magnifying him, making him great and us small, if you will, like humble. Because it's all about him. Life is all about him. So may we focus on Jesus today, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who we're saved through, the one who intercedes for us, the one who absolutely loves you. That should be pretty assuring today. Well, God bless you guys. Hey, I hope you have an amazing weekend. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. And we'll talk to you soon.